right, let's dive into something a little different today. High fashion latex clothing.
Interesting.
Yeah, it is, right. We've got two really cool sources. We're going to be looking at the Atsuko Kudo website.
Okay.
Atsuko Kudo is a pretty well-known latex fashion designer. And we've also got this celebrity fashion article from Latex 24/7.
Sounds a little edgy.
It is. It's a good word for it. It's definitely edgy, but also surprisingly elegant.
I'm intrigued.
So let's jump right in. First stop, Atsuko Kudo.
Okay.
On their website right now, and wow. Just wow. Have you ever seen latex leggings that cost almost $400?
Well, when you think about it, high quality latex, I mean, it's not your average fabric. It takes a lot of skill to work with.
Yeah, that's true. I guess I never really thought about it like that.
It's a whole process.
Okay, so I'm looking at these leggings with a short back zip. Mm. The description says they sculpt over your curves.
Hmm.
And get this, the site suggests styling them with a beret. And are you ready for this? Driving gloves with knuckle holes.
Wow, that's a...
It's definitely a statement. Not for the faint of heart, that's for sure.
Atsuko Kudo seems to really embrace that bold, sensual aesthetic. You know, there's something about latex. It just exudes confidence. It doesn't blend in.
Yeah, you're right. It's definitely not a wallflower kind of fabric. And it's not just leggings. Check this out. They have a mid-length trench coat. For over $1,700, it has this removable buckle belt and these really cool button details.
I'm picturing it.
I'm kind of getting a theme here. High fashion with like a hint of danger.
Yeah, I see that. It's interesting how Atsuko Kudo has managed to bring latex into mainstream fashion. It used to be more niche, right? More of a subculture thing.
Right, exactly. But they've really elevated it, haven't they?
They have. It's like they've taken something that was maybe seen as taboo and turned it into art.
And speaking of art, let's talk about this Wonder Cup corset. It's got a single trim, and it's just under $900.
Corsets. Yeah.
And the description promises eye-catching uplift. I mean, who wouldn't be intrigued by that?
I mean, corsets in general, they're classic. Latex just adds another dimension, you know, structure and sensuality. And the way it fits, it accentuates curves like no other fabric can.
You're totally right. Mm-hmm. And Atsuko Kudo's corsets, they're not just like basic corsets. They're intricate. They're detailed. They're definitely more than just undergarments.
Works of art.
You got it. Works of art.
Yeah.
So we're talking about serious craftsmanship here, not just some Halloween costume latex. This is the real deal.
Absolutely. And they use high-grade latex, ethically sourced. Everything's handcrafted in London.
Wow, that's impressive.
It is. They really care about quality, and it shows.
So, okay, we've established that Atsuko Kudo is, like, the top tier of latex couture.
For sure.
But how did they, you know, with their background in, let's say, more alternative fashion, how did they break into the mainstream?
It's an interesting story. Celebrities have played a big part, I think. When someone like Lady Gaga or Beyonce wears Atsuko Kudo, it's a game changer.
Right. Totally. And that brings us to our next source, this article from Latex 247. They're talking about a reality TV star who wore Atsuko Kudo on the red carpet. Can you believe it?
Wow.
I know, right? It's like latex is having a moment.
It really is.
And it's not just any red carpet either. We're talking about the premiere of Bridget Jones. Mad about the boy.
Really?
Yes.
Interesting choice.
I know. It's Sophie Habu from reality TV.
Okay.
And she went all in. She wore those leggings, the Wonder Cup corset, and that amazing trench coat we were just talking about.
The whole look. Wow. That's a bold statement for a movie premiere.
Right. It makes you wonder how latex is being perceived now compared to even like 10 years ago.
You're right. 10 years ago, you wouldn't have seen this. Latex was definitely more underground, more associated with, well, you know, certain communities.
Yeah, for sure. But it's clearly becoming more accepted, more mainstream.
It is. It's on red carpets, music videos, even in regular stores now. It's becoming more a part of everyday fashion.
And I love that she chose to wear this for a Bridget Jones premiere. Oh. I mean, Bridget Jones is all about like self-discovery, embracing your individuality, right?
Right?
It's like Sophie Habu is saying, I'm confident, I'm comfortable in my own skin, and I'm going to rock this latex.
Yeah, I see that. It's not about being shocking anymore. It's about expressing yourself.
Exactly. Yeah. But I do have to wonder, like, practically speaking, what is it like to wear latex? Is it comfortable? Is it a hassle to take care of?
Well, if it's well made and fits right, latex can be surprisingly comfortable.
Really?
Yeah. That's why it's important to go with a good designer, like Atsuko Kudo. They use high-quality latex, and they know how to construct it properly.
Okay, that makes sense. So it's not just about the look. It's about the whole feel, the experience of wearing something so different.
Exactly. It's got this very specific texture, you know, smooth, sleek. It catches the light in a really unique way.
I can imagine.
It's not like any other fabric. It's empowering and sensual.
It's funny, I'm thinking back to those style width suggestions on the Etsuko Kudo website. The beret, the driving gloves, the stockings. It's like a whole world of fashion that I never even knew existed.
It is. It's edgy. It's elegant. It's something else.
It's so cool to see how latex is evolving, you know? It's going from something niche to something with such wide appeal.
It really is. It makes you rethink what fashion can be. It challenges all those old ideas about what's considered fashionable.
Right. So, where do we go from here? What do you think? Where is latex fashion headed?
That's the big question. It's already moving beyond just clothing. We're seeing latex furniture, home decor, even tech accessories.
Wait, what? Latex tech accessories. That's a new one.
I know, right? Think about it. A sleek latex phone case, noise-canceling headphones with latex detailing. It could be really cool.
Yeah, I see it. It would definitely add a different vibe.
It would. It could bring a touch of luxury, a little edge to everyday objects.
Wow, you got me thinking now. What other unexpected uses could there be for latex? I mean, could we see it in architecture, car design?
It's not impossible. I mean, latex has so much potential. It's durable, it's waterproof, you can mold it into anything.
It really is amazing to think how far latex has come. It's come a long way from where it started.
It has. It's exciting to see how designers are pushing the boundaries, experimenting with it in all these new ways.
Agreed. This has been a really eye-opening deep dive. Latex is clearly a material with a lot to offer, not just in fashion, but beyond.
Absolutely. And it's not done evolving. I think we're just scratching the surface of what's possible with latex.
Well, on that note, I think it's time to wrap up this part of our exploration of high fashion latex.
Okay.
But the conversation doesn't stop here. We've got so much more to uncover. We'll be back soon to delve deeper into this fascinating world and discover what other surprises latex has in store for us.
I can't wait.
Me neither. Until then, keep your eyes open. You might be surprised where you spot latex popping up next. And don't be afraid to experiment a little yourself. You might just discover a whole new side of your personal style. Thanks for joining us on this journey into the world of latex fashion.
It's been a pleasure.
It has. Until next time. Okay, so this article from Latex247, they're talking about this reality TV star, Sophie Abu.
Okay.
And she wore Etsuko Kudo latex to the premiere of Bridget Jones' Mad About the Boy.
Wow, to a movie premiere. That's pretty daring.
I know. It really caught my eye too. Like, for a big event like that.
It definitely says something about how latex is being seen now, don't you think? It's not so shocking anymore.
Yeah, no kidding. She went all out too. She wore the leggings, remember those? The Wonder Cup corset and that trench coat, the mid-length one.
Wow.
So, I mean, what do you think? How has the perception of latex changed, say, in the last 10 years?
Oh, massively. 10 years ago, latex was pretty much like, you know, fetish wear or
Yeah.
like avant-garde fashion shows, that kind of thing.
Right.
But now it's hitting the mainstream.
It is. And it's interesting, right? Because she chose to wear it to a Bridget Jones premiere.
That is interesting. Why do you think that is?
Well, I mean, think about Bridget Jones.
Okay.
She's all about like being yourself,
Yeah.
embracing who you are.
Yeah, finding yourself, being comfortable in your own skin, all that.
Exactly. And it's like Sophie Habu is kind of doing the same thing, but with latex. It's like she's saying, this is me, this is my style, take it or leave it.
Yeah, I see that. It's not about trying to shock anyone anymore. It's about personal expression.
Right. But I do wonder about the practical side of things. Is latex comfortable to wear?
It can be, yeah. If it's made well and it fits properly,
Okay.
you got to go with someone who knows what they're doing, like Atsuko Kudo.
Makes sense.
They use good quality latex. They pay attention to how they put it together, all that.
So it's not just about the look, it's about the whole experience of wearing it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Latex, it's got a really specific feel to it. You know, it's smooth, it's sleek,
Yeah.
it's got this kind of sheen that catches the light.
I can imagine.
Nothing else feels quite like it.
It's funny, I keep thinking back to those style width suggestions on the website.
Oh, yeah.
The beret, the driving gloves. It's like stepping into this whole other world of fashion.
And that's what's so cool about this whole deep dive, right? We're seeing how latex is moving beyond those, like you said, those more specific communities. And it's becoming more mainstream, but it's still got that edge.
Totally. So what's next? Where do you think latex fashion is going from here?
Ooh, that's the million-dollar question. I mean, we're already seeing it being used for more than just clothing. Like, there's latex furniture now.
Really?
Yeah, and home decor, even tech accessories.
Latex tech accessories. I gotta admit, I didn't see that coming.
I know, right? Think about it, though. A sleek latex phone case or headphones with latex detailing.
I kind of like it.
Right. It'd be a way to add a little luxury, a bit of an edge to everyday things.
Yeah, I could see that. Makes me wonder, what other uses could there be for latex?
Oh, I'm sure people are coming up with all sorts of ideas. I mean, the possibilities are endless.
Right. Like, could we see latex in architecture, car design? Who knows?
It's durable, waterproof. It can be molded into any shape. I wouldn't rule anything out.
It really is amazing when you think about how far latex has come.
It's a testament to the creativity of designers, you know? They're really pushing the boundaries.
Absolutely. And this whole deep dive has been so eye-opening. Latex is a material with so much potential, not just in fashion, but in so many other areas.
Definitely. And I think we're only just scratching the surface.
Well, on that note, I think it's time to wrap up this part of our exploration of high-fashion latex. So we've covered a lot of ground in this deep dive. From those stunning Atsuko Kudo designs to that reality star rocking latex on the red carpet.
It's been quite a journey.
It really has. And I think we've both learned a lot about how versatile and, honestly, how surprising latex can be.
Definitely. I mean, who knew latex could be so high fashion?
Right. And it's not just about the clothes. We even talked about latex furniture, home decor, even tech accessories.
Yeah, that was a mind blower for me.
Me too. So what's the takeaway for our listeners? What do we want them to walk away with after this deep dive?
I think the biggest thing is to keep an open mind. Don't be afraid to explore different styles, different materials. Latex is a perfect example of how something that was once considered, well, you know, niche, can become mainstream.
It's a good reminder that fashion is always evolving, always pushing boundaries.
Exactly. And who knows, maybe someday we'll all be wearing latex in ways we never imagined.
Maybe we will. Well, on that note, I think we've reached the end of our latex adventure. But the conversation doesn't have to end here.
That's right.
Keep your eyes open. You might be surprised where you spot latex popping up next. And if you're feeling adventurous, why not try incorporating a little bit of latex into your own style?
You never know. You might discover a whole new side of yourself.
Exactly. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into the world of high fashion latex.
It's been a pleasure.
It has. Until next time.